Only a fool thinks he can be. How dare we think that we're committed disciples when we're not obedient to His will concerning His great command and His great commission? Are you committed to the great command, which is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your being, and love your neighbor as yourself, which is the same as the second? Are you committed to that? Are you committed to loving people? Our church is a reconciliation church. We are committed to breaking down racial barriers. We are a salt and pepper church. My best buddy in our church is a brother of the darker hue. I'm a brother of the lighter hue. He is the most precious friend I have. He just turns me on for Jesus, man. He is so godly. I'm a rich man. I got tired with boring white. What a blasé color. Black would be boring too. Brown would be boring. Yellow would be boring. Red would be boring. God called us to be a family. All of us created in His image. Are you committed to the breaking down of barriers? Are you committed to the breaking down of those things which are unholy to Him? Are you going to be a doer of the Word? And what I mean by that is, you're going to love people that you maybe not feel natural with? Just going to love people like Jesus loved you? I got news for you. You weren't a little dumpling when God loved you either, were you? I was special again. I told you that. My mother said so. Are you clearly obedient not only to the great command of God, which ought to consume your heart till the day you die, but are you committed to the great commission of God? I don't think God gave one. And that was to go make disciples of all nations. Are you doing it? You can't make something you're not, and you cannot be a disciple if you're not committed. The truth is that we may receive recognition from men, but we are not His committed disciples. It's pretty easy to get recognition from Baptist denominations and other denominations. You don't have to do too much, just do what they tell you. But if you hear the voice of God, you may not get the accolades of men, but who cares? The question is, are we committed to Him without question? Is there any doubt where our heart loyalty and our commitment lies? The world is dying without hope because so few of us who call the name of Jesus our Savior and Lord live lives of total commitment. We're done. Maybe you're here and you've been playing the religious game. You're a Methodist, you're a Nazarene, you're an Assemblies of God, you're a Baptist, and you've been baptized, or you got the Holy Spirit, or you spoke in tongues, or you did something. But the bottom line is, you've never had a time in your life when you committed you to Jesus Christ. When you came to Jesus Christ on His terms and His terms alone, and you asked Jesus Christ to take control of your life, and you asked Jesus Christ to fill you with His life, and you asked Him to be the boss of everything you understood. And that's a progressively growing understanding of Lordship. Man, it means a lot more to me now than it did when I started. But when I started, I gave Him everything that I was. I came to Jesus as a 6'2", 128-pound hippie who didn't have anything to offer except need. Jesus has been faithful. And all I could give Him was me. And as best I understood it, I gave Him me. Have you given Him you? You say you're a Christian. You say you know Jesus Christ. You say there was that time in your life when you know for certain you were born again. Well, let me ask you a question then. Are you His committed, loyal, dedicated disciple? Without negotiation, you don't want to renegotiate the contract, you don't waver, you don't doubt, you don't flounder around, you made a decision, you're committed to Jesus. I used to go to this Baptist camp. I lived in Oklahoma when I was a senior in high school and when I was in junior high. We'd go to this Baptist camp and they'd sing a million verses of this, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. You know, the sad reality is that's a lie for most people who sing those words. Because of thousands of kids who went down and made those emotional decisions, most of them have already turned back. I'm not asking for those kind of decisions. I'm asking for you to make a commitment of your heart that you make a decision. There is no turning back for me. I'm in this till death do us part. And for the believer, that doesn't happen. Death is homecoming. Have you ever tried to plot your life on an eternal infinity timeline? Can't do it. Because you're just a bleep. That's all we are. So with that little bleep we call life, will you commit it to Jesus Christ? Now I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes, and I'm not trying to manipulate you. I just want to give you an easy way at this. I'm going to ask you a question. And you respond honestly. You don't have to respond if you don't want to. That's your prerogative, your choice, your call. You do with it as you want. You'd say, Mike, I'm not for sure, but I don't think, I've ever truly committed my life to Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Or maybe you know you've never done that. You know, you've played the game well. You've been in church all your life and you look spiritual and religious, but you just don't know. Maybe you're spiritual because your girlfriend is. Maybe you're spiritual because your boyfriend is, but you've never given your life to Christ. You have never made that commitment. If that's you, would you just hold your hand up? You've never truly done that. There's one. Anyone else? Two. Anyone else? Anyone else? Three. Anyone else? Okay. Put them down. Anyone else? Up in the balcony, anybody? Okay. Anyone else down here? You say, I do not know, I do not believe I've ever committed my life to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I just don't think I've ever done that. In fact, I know I haven't. Anybody else? Then what I want you to do, right where you are, you who lifted your hands and maybe you who couldn't do it, fear kind of cripples us sometimes, I'm going to ask you to do something very, very tough. Where you're seated, I'm going to ask you to pray with me. The prayer is only words unless they express the desire of your heart. And what we're going to pray is this: Jesus, I give my life to You. I commit all that I am to You. I believe You are God's Son. You died on a cross for my sins. I'm a sinner. I'm ashamed of my sins. I ask You to forgive my sins and take control of my life and be my Lord and Savior. That's what we're going to pray. If you lifted your hand, I'm going to ask you to courageously pray out loud. Jesus died publicly. The least we can do is pray publicly among people who will support us. If you lifted your hand, pray out loud so the people around you can hear you. Dear Jesus, say it out loud, gang. Dear Jesus, I believe You're God's Son. You died on a cross for sinners. I am a sinner. I'm ashamed of my sin. Forgive me my sins. I ask You to take my life control over. Be the boss of all that I am. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Make me new. I commit my life to You as Savior and Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for forgiving me. Thank You, Jesus, for coming into my life and giving to me eternal life. On the basis of Your word, I'm a Christian. I have confessed You with my lips. I have believed it in my heart that You have been raised from the dead. You are my Savior and Lord. Thank You, dear Jesus. Maybe you're here and you say, Mike, I've prayed that prayer before. But I'm one way at the BSU and I'm another way when I'm hanging with my other friends. Man, am I like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, man. And I got news for you. I've got a t-shirt. I don't care what color hue you may be. I've got a dear friend named Mike Spivey and a dear friend named Bird. Bird gave me a t-shirt. He's a singer up in Indianapolis, Inner City Ministries, that says it's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's a Jesus thing. I'm just glad Jesus wasn't white with blue eyes. I'm glad He was a color that we can all relate to. And maybe you're here this evening and you say, Mike, I know I'm a Christian, but I haven't walked my talk very well. I'm a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and I want to nail that down. I'm tired of that. I want to be someone that God can use. If that's you, would you just lift your hand very quickly and put it down? And tonight, you want to nail that down. Yes? More of you? Who else? You want to nail it down. Just raise it and put it down. If you want to make a commitment, we're going to pray a prayer right now of commitment. And if you didn't lift your hand because of fear, fear cripples us. Satan loves that. I want you to pray with me right now, a prayer of commitment that God can use you. Pray out loud so the people around you can hear you. Dear Jesus, I know You're my Savior and Lord, but I'm so inconsistent. And I confess that as sin. I need You to control my life. And so I yield my whole life to You. Whatever I have held back, I give to you now. I commit all that I am, my mind, my will, and my emotions, I commit them to you. They are yours. Do with my life as you will. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you want to use me. Heads are bowed and eyes are still closed. We've got some sponsors here. If you prayed the prayer to receive Jesus Christ and you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life as Lord and Savior, I want you to stand up right now. You prayed that prayer to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Anyone else, stand up right now. You prayed that prayer. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Two brothers have stood. Anyone else have prayed that prayer? Anyone else prayed that prayer? You prayed to ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Did anyone else pray that prayer? Anyone else? I won't embarrass you. If you prayed that prayer, you two men, would you go to that man right there, Dave Edwards? And I want Dave just to talk to you more about what you've done tonight. You probably already know, but you need to be affirmed. If anybody wants to join him, go right now. Go right now. If you prayed that prayer, go ahead. It's all right. If any sisters prayed that prayer, we've got lady counselors that can help you. Anyone at all. We need a lady to help this precious sister right here. If one of our lady sponsors would go, please. All right. Father, we pray for them right now that what they have prayed has for eternity altered the course of their lives. That these three men and women are now yours and we rejoice. And we pray for them that what they have done will allow them to someday hear you say, "Welcome, thou good and faithful servant," because of this commitment they've made. Now maybe you're here and you prayed that prayer a minute ago. You already knew Christ, but you prayed that commitment and you're serious about it. If you prayed it and you meant it, I want you to stand up. If you prayed it and you meant it, stand up. You prayed it in a minute, stand up. You prayed it in a minute, stand up. Anyone else? You prayed it in a minute. You who are seated, look at these who have stood. If you are seated because you're a Christian who's already made that decision, praise God. You have a responsibility to these men and women who are standing to encourage them, to support them, to affirm them, to stand with them, to be committed to them. You who are seated, who love Jesus, who are committed disciples, do you commit to love these people? If you do, say, "I will." If you who are seated love Jesus Christ and you commit to support them, say, "I will." If you who are seated love Jesus Christ and you commit to help them become the disciples of Christ that God wants them to be, will you say, "I will"? If you don't, you're a liar. And the father of lies is Satan. But I got news for you. I think you're speaking truth. I affirm you. Now you who are standing, do we have some more sponsors in here? Brett and Mrs. Yawn and some others. I just want you just to spend some time just affirming Ray, if you would help too. Just to spend some of our sponsors upstairs, just to make sure that you're clear in what you've done. Is that okay? Because I want you to know that when you wake up in the morning, you wake up God's man, God's woman, and that this will be a stake you've driven in the ground that you will never forget the commitment you made to Jesus tonight. I don't care if you remember me at all. I'm funky looking. But I am serious that you don't forget the commitment you've made. If the sponsors and those who will do counseling, if you'd go right over there, please. And you guys just kind of flow that way. If you do that as the sponsors head that way. I just want you to be satisfied with your commitment to Jesus Christ. You be satisfied. You be satisfied. If you want to join them, get up and go. It's all right. If you want to join them, praise God. Just get up and go. sponsors, you may need to take counselors, two or three or four of them, because these just need to be encouraged. Need to be encouraged. Now, gang, what I'm assuming about the rest of you is that to the best of your ability, you're where you ought to be. And that's good. That's good. But if you're not, don't leave this place until you get right with Jesus. How long are you going to live? I don't know. How long am I? I don't know. All I know is that Jesus said, not Jesus, but David in the Psalms 90, verse 12, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. The only things that you can invest in that matter are things that are eternal. So let your life count. For this little flicker of brevity that we call life, let your life count. Don't get entangled in relationships that will mire you and sidetrack you. Do not get involved in things that take you apart from the love of Christ that has claimed you and redeemed you. Stay free so that God can use you. A dear friend of mine, Ken Humphrey, says, if you'll get usable, God will use you up. And God uses up people who are committed. And I'm assuming, I affirm you, that you are people who've made that decision someplace along the line to be committed. So walk it. Walk it. Be committed as He is committed to you. Let me pray for you guys and I'm done. God, I just thank You for this group of students. What a joy and a privilege, what a blessing it is to let someone like me just to come and be a part of their lives. But God, how fresh it is to see the visions, the ideals, the joys, the enthusiasm that this gang of students just permeates with. God, I know there'll be those who'll be dream killers, there'll be vision killers, there'll be people who'll try to thwart their faith. God, may their commitment carry them through the fires, through the storms, through the valleys. May they build their lives on the foundation of Your Word, on Your principles, Your truth, so when the storms come, though it may hurt and it may shake them, they'll still stand in Jesus. I love this gang of people for what they represent for the kingdom of God. Use them up, dear Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.